with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting Ohio's lieutenant governor will be replacing Vice President-elect J.D. Vance in the U.S. Senate. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has picked his lieutenant governor, John Husted, to succeed J.D. Vance in the U.S. Senate. Vance will be sworn in as Vice President of the United States on Monday. For months, top Ohio Republicans had been jockeying for the U.S. Senate position. Husted had been positioning to run for governor in 2026. The 57-year-old is a former Ohio House Speaker and two-term Ohio Secretary of State, and he'll serve in the U.S. Senate until December 15th, 2026. A special election for the last 2 years of Vance's six-year term as U.S. Senator will be held in November 2026. I'm Donna Warder.
Israel's Security Cabinet has recommended approval of the ceasefire for Gaza. The deal now awaits action by the full cabinet. BBC correspondent Mark Lowen reports that Israeli citizens have strong opposing feelings about the proposed agreement.
Some family members happy with the deal in terms of getting the first wave of the hostages back, but many others who are families and loved ones of those who are not on the first list of the hostages to be released are furious that more effort has not been done to get all the hostages home in one go.
If Israel's full cabinet agrees to the ceasefire, it could start as soon as Sunday. Two wildfires still burning in Los Angeles have torched more urban area than any other fire in the state since at least the mid-1980s. The Eaton and Palisades fires that erupted last week have collectively burned almost 4 square miles of highly dense parts of Los Angeles. On Wall Street, the Dow by 334 points, the Nasdaq rose 291. This is SRN News. The Speaker of the House goes to the Bible.
Mike Johnson says the reason the lower chamber passed a bill that bars males from competing against females in sports can be found in the book of Genesis. Talking to reporters, he said, quote, "We know that men are men and women are women, and men cannot become women." When asked how we can know that, Johnson replied, "It goes back to Genesis. Male and female, he made them." The ban now goes to the Senate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the Virginia House of Delegates have passed resolutions enshrining abortion and gay marriage in a critical step for Democrats hoping to amend the state's constitution next year. The Democratic-led House advanced the proposed constitutional amendments while sister resolutions worked their way through the state Senate. Proposed constitutional amendments are not subject to vetoes by the governor, but they must be twice passed in at least 2 years. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rallied to close out their best week in 2 months. The S&P 500 rose 1%. The Dow climbed 0.8%, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 1.5%. SLB helped lead the market after the provider of oilfield services said it will deliver more cash to its shareholders through dividends and a stock buyback. Big tech also lifted the market amid hopes the Federal Reserve may cut interest rates later this year. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market after sharp drops early in the week helped boost stocks. The Dow up 334 points to close at 43,487. The Nasdaq gained 292 to 19,630. The S&P 500 added 59 points to 5996. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.